This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 5 years ago this coming Wednesday, we all learned the name Bernie Madoff. His arrest that day brought to light the biggest financial fraud this country has ever seen. Mr. Madoff is now a long-term guest of the Federal Bureau of Prisons, but Sally Herships checked in with some of his victims.
If you want to feel like a real jerk, try calling up nice little old Jewish ladies and men and asking them to tell you about losing all their money to Bernie Madoff. No one wants to talk about having their life savings sucked away by a con artist. But Joyce Greenberg wasn't so wary.
Did you check on me before we scheduled our interview?
No, I can't Google because I don't use a computer.
So you haven't lost all your trust?
Well, not completely, just when it comes to managing money.
Greenberg lives in Houston. Years earlier, her father had opened college funds for her two daughters, and she says they'd done well. So when she needed someone to manage her own investments, she called the manager her dad had used. His name was Bernie Madoff. She knows how the complicated world of finance is supposed to work because she used to be a stockbroker.
This is a Bernard L. Madoff Investment Securities Confirmation. It says a member of FINRA, NSX, SIPC. These are all fiction, but there's no way of knowing. It looks absolutely like a genuine confirmation.
Greenberg says one of her daughters lost her nest egg and had to get a second job, and she herself lost a substantial amount. But Greenberg is part of a small group who qualify for restitution. She says she got back a little over 10%. And because she thought the money was gone anyway, she gave it to her alma mater, $2 million to the University of Chicago.
Do you feel like that this situation then in your life has actually had a positive effect in some way?
It teaches me not to let anybody else invest my money.
Greenberg says now her investments are doing better than Madoff's fictional ones ever did. But most of his victims have not been as lucky. The only others who would talk to me were a mother and son, Michael and Emma DeVita.
It changes the way you live. It changes the way you think. You think twice before you spend a dollar and say, do I really need this? And can I find it cheaper on the internet?
Emma DeVita is in her 80s and Michael is in his 60s. They live in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Michael DeVita heard about Madoff from a guy on his softball team. When his dad passed away back in 2008, the plan was for his mom to withdraw her Madoff money to live on.
And on, you'll love this, December 8th of 2008, we were sitting in our local bank signing the paperwork to close the accounts and move it into super secure CDs.
Oh, 3 days before he was arrested.
3 days before he was arrested.
You would think they got their money out just in time, but because it was part of a fraud, the money is gone. Michael DeVita was supposed to retire 5 years ago.
Well, I never retired, so I'm just going to stay working.
DeVita says now he's on a crusade. He teaches a class on the whole debacle at a local college, and he's written a book, 65 Billion Reasons Why You Cannot Trust Wall Street. But the DeVitas say they also feel betrayed by the government. When you earn interest on an investment, you pay taxes on that interest. Michael DeVita says the interest he earned from his investment with Madoff never really existed, and so he wants his tax dollars back again. And his mom agrees.
And it's to no avail. The government will not pass the law to refund the income tax to us that we paid on that money, and they are the biggest winners. And it's just not fair.
I asked an IRS spokesperson about the DeVita's complaint, but he said the IRS can't discuss specific cases. Michael DeVita served in the Navy and said many of his family members have also enlisted. He and his mom feel like their patriotism hasn't been repaid.
And I had a hard time getting over that. And now I've accepted it. And you don't think back of what was, you look at what is. And that's the way you live.
Emma DeVita wanted me to know other Madoff victims are worse off. And she says she has the things that are necessary to live, like friends and family. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.